beer, maybe head to West Virginia. Well, you might find yourself suddenly possessed to say, I'm a West Virginia guy, a West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I said, bang, lip, bang, 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 bang. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. Bang, lip, bang, bang, bang. I remember the first time I was in West Virginia, I went there hunting, and I hired out this guy to take me into the woods so we could find some game to shoot. And they were making fun of me right from the second I got there. They kept calling me City Boy. City Boy! And I had just gotten out of Blauman General, too, and they thought I was a fancy damn doctor, City Boy. Kept telling me I may have all the degrees in the world, but I don't know diddly when it comes to the woods.
I said, "Oh, wait a minute now. I've done quite a bit of research on this, and I know the natural habitat of the game animals, and I think I know quite a bit about the woods, to be honest with you."
And the guy looked at me and said, "All right, City Boy, you know so much about the woods, why don't you tell me how come rabbit droppings are round and deer droppings are oval?" And I thought to myself, it's going to be hunkum rabbit droppings round, deer droppings oval. I said, well, it obviously has to do something with the sphincteral constriction and the peristalsis of the way the actual dropping is moved across the rectal plane, causing a emission of a varying degree of... And they all just pointed at me and laughed and said, see, I told you he wouldn't know why. I said, all right, hot shot, tell me why rabbit droppings are round and deer droppings are oval. He just smiled and said, because the rabbit droppings don't have to fall as far.
The Grease Man on DC 101.